بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قل آمنت بالله ثم استقم وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام تموتون كما تحيون وتحشرون كما تموتون أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Brothers, join me in reciting Durood Sharif. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rabbi salli wa sallim daiman abada ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Amma ba'd. My respected elders and brothers, this ayat of the Holy Quran which I have recited, or these ayat, this is a very popular and well-known passage of the Holy Quran. It is often recited. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us a beautiful path and way to lead our life in this world. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that those people who say our Rabb is Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا, then they remain steadfast on that declaration. For them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promises them that they will have a very beautiful and wonderful end, a beautiful death and mort will come to them. And from the very moment of death and mort, the favors and blessings and mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cascade upon them right till they enter into Jannah. If we look in comparison to the duration of life in this world, through our stay in the next phase after this world, which is Barzakh, and then in comparison to the next phase after that that comes, which is the day of Qiyamah, then my dear friends, it is just a flash. It is hardly a day or even part of a day, an hour or even part of an hour. That is why a wise person will invest that part of an hour wisely and intelligently in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that for the rest of the eternity he will be enjoying limitless, unlimited bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us in this ayat of the Holy Quran. A very short ayat. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Once a person by the name of Sufyan bin Abdullah Thaqafi رضي الله تعالى عنه, he asked Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم for advice, and he said, give me very short advice. I want concise advice. Give me a very short, concise advice. So Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم accordingly gave him very short, concise advice. And Nabi Akram صلى الله عليه وسلم did not take offense when his companions asked him for short advice, because he knew that when they took that advice, then they were serious, they were committed, and they practiced it for the rest of their life. So therefore we will find that the advices of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Sahaba were short. Today if you have to tell a speaker, you know, we're limiting your time to so many, he will say, you're insulting me, I came all the way to give bayan, and you only give me so many minutes. But there it wasn't like that. In fact, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was never at any time was he offended if anyone said, give me short advice. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would keep that advice short and concise. So he gave him very short advice, just one sentence. He said, قُلْ آمَنْتُ بِاللَّهِ, say I believe in Allah, ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ, and remain steadfast on that. That's all. That is the, what is the purpose, the objective of the believer in this world, it is this. Qul amantu billah, say amantu billah, I believe in Allah. Thumma istaqim, then remain steadfast on that declaration. Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah, thumma istaqamu. But of course behind it, there is a lot of tafsir and detail. What is the tafsir of, first of all, before we go to this explanation of remaining steadfast on this declaration. The declaration itself is a very weighty declaration. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. They say, our Rabb is Allah. So they're negating everyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My business is not my Rabb. My job is not my Rabb. My assets are not my Rabb. My parents are not my Rabb. My Rabb is Allah. We negating everyone. An idol made of stone, an idol made of wood, an idol made of metal, an idol made of plastic or paper or cardboard, an idol in the form of some animal, an idol in the form of some planet, an idol in the form of some tree. None of these is my Rabb. My Rabb is Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Then we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala selected here the word Rabb. It is very, very informative that Allah is using the word Rabb here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا خَالِقُنَا اللَّهِ or رَازِقُنَا اللَّهِ or مَالِكُنَا اللَّهِ or Razzaquna Allah. We're not saying that. Allah is using the term Rabb. There's a very special note. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word Rabb here? Because this is that attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every human being instinctively recognizes this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of being Rabb. This is one of those very special qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that all the qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala one side, and this one quality of Rabb, this quality is such a quality that even a non-Muslim can recognize this quality of Rabb. If his heart is clean and his conscience is clear, he can recognize this quality of Rabb. This is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the quality of Rabb. Therefore we find that there is so much of reference to Rabb. In before we came in this world, we are on a long journey. Our journey started in Alamul Arwah, the world or the realm of the souls. In that world, what was the undertaking that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took from every human being in that realm? What was the undertaking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took? The one undertaking, and that undertaking was Alastu bi Rabbikum. Alastu bi Rabbikum. Am I not your Rabb? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say Alastu bi Khalikikum or bi Malikikum or bi Raziqikum. These attributes were not referred to. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred in that world. Allah referred to what attribute? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the attribute of Rabb. Alastu bi Rabbikum. It started off from there. Alastu bi Rabbikum. And then everyone, every single human being that comes onto the surface of the earth and that will come till the day of Qiyamah, till the end of time, every single human being said, Qalu bala. No doubt, most certainly, O Allah, you are our Rabb. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, don't forget, you made this declaration that I am your Rabb. Right. So now that declaration must be continued in this world. You are not to forget, that is why we say here also, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. We are reiterating a declaration we already made in Alamul Arwah. We are reiterating that declaration in Alamul Dunya. And we are saying, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Our Rabb is Allah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Shahidna, we have borne witness to this fact here. That don't forget when you come in this world, unfortunately, a huge percentage of mankind has forgotten the declaration they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at Alami Alast or Alami Arwah. The declaration they made to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they've forgotten. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remain on that declaration. This is that quality of Rabb is such a quality that mankind recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Rabb already in Alam al-Arwah. And then when we come in this world too now, what do we find? That from the beginning till the end, it is only about Rabb. All the way it is about Rabb. Open the Holy Quran, my dear brothers. What do we find? This attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the first ayat of the Holy Quran? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. It starts off with Rabb. And it carries on throughout the Holy Quran. And right at the end of the Quran again, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. In the beginning also, it was Rabb. At the end also, it is Rabb. There we find that when Allah Rabbul Izzah created Adam alayhi salam, the first words that Adam alayhi salam uttered, according to the Mufassirin and the historians, it was the word of, it so happened that when Allah created him and the ruh was entered into his body, then when the ruh reached the navel of Adam alayhi salam, Adam alayhi salam sat up and he sneezed. He sneezed. When he sneezed, the first words that he uttered, the first words that the first human being uttered in this world was, what did he say? Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. The first words uttered by the first human being was also Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So the declaration of Rabb was made by the first man. And then right through, when we enter into Jannah, then what will be the last words? The last words again will be Wa akhiru da'wahum anilhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. There also it is Rabb. So in the beginning, it was Rabb. The beginning of creation, it was Rabb. Alami Arwah, it is Rabb. Right through the entire journey in Alami Barzakh, when we leave this world, what is the first question that is asked in Alami Barzakh? Man Rabbuka. Man Rabbuka. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not, the angels are not going to ask, Man Khalikuka, wa Man Razikuka. They will ask this question, Man Rabbuka. Who is your Rabb? The first question will be asked regarding Rabb Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is why this quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is that amazing quality that a human being recognizes instantly. And if it is such a quality, one amazing thing, something to ponder and reflect about, a thought to ponder and reflect, that this is one name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb. That it is the only quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that if you turn the letters upside down, it is still an attribute of Allah. It is still an attribute of Allah. You take the word Rabb and you reverse the letters around, then it becomes Barr. Barr. Innahu wal Barrur Rahim. So Barr is also a quality of Allah and Rabb is also a quality of Allah. This is the amazing, that amazing name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that you turn the letters around also, it is the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabb and Barr. So my dear friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is making us, teaching us this declaration in the Holy Quran, that إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. Make this declaration of رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. That what you said, أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ, when you said Bala, now carry on with that in this world. Then say, قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ. After you make the declaration of Rabbun Allah, my Rabb is Allah. Don't stop at that, but remain firm and strong and committed and dedicated and devoted to that declaration. It is not a declaration that is empty words and lip service, but you have to be true and honest to the declaration of Rabbun Allah. And what is being honest and loyal to the declaration? ثُمَّ اسْتَقَرُوا. A person remains absolutely firm and steadfast on that declaration. Now what is steadfastness? Istiqamat on Rabbul Allah. This is also explained beautifully by none other than the companions of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the second Khalifa in Islam, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He gave such a comprehensive and beautiful definition of istiqamat and firmness on Rabbul Allah. He says, Al-istiqamatu an tastaqima ala al-amri wal-nahi wala tarughu rughana al-sa'alib. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful definition Sayyidina Umar gave for this. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Remain steadfast on that. He said steadfastness on this declaration of رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ is that you are at all times committed to complying with every order of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and staying away from every prohibition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do not adopt the tactics of a fox. You do not adopt the tactics of a fox in this declaration of obedience for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this staying away from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't adopt the tactics or the ways of a fox. وَلَا تَرُوغُ رُغَانَ السَّعَالِبِ. Now what is the tactic of a fox, or what is the way of a fox? The fox, we know, is a very sly animal. It's so sly that sometimes those people who know about nature, the farmers and so on, will tell you that what a crafty animal the fox is. It is so crafty that it is one of the most difficult animals to catch or to capture, because it is very, very sly. In fact, the proverb is used in English, as sly as a fox. So what Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, what a description he gave, that do not be sly like a fox when it comes to the fulfillment of the hukam and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and staying away from the prohibitions, that you are slyly turning away from, and you are slyly disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, you are slyly avoiding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders. Do not be like a fox. But in fact, to take this example further, we see the great Arif, Arif-e-Waq, Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullahi alayh, he extends this example further and he says, don't be like a fox. So if you're not going to be like a fox, then like what you should be like? You should be like a lion. You should be like a lion. A lion is firm. A lion does not allow anyone to deter him. So be like a lion when it comes to carrying out the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nevertheless, there are many other tafsirs of the word istiqamat. My dear brothers, I invite you to read Ma'riful Quran of Hazrat Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib rahmatullah alayhi. This comes in the 7th volume. Read the tafsir of this, Inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah. It's a short passage, but it will give us a beautiful insight. Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu got a tafsir of istiqamat. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu also gives the tafsir of istiqamat. This tafsir we gave is of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then, what is going to be the result of that life of istiqamat and obedience and abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. The result of that will be that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will begin to descend upon them. When will this come? And they will give them glad tidings. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. You have no need to fear. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. No need to grieve. We fear about the future, we grieve about the past. We think about the past, we become grieved. Oh, why this happened? Why it happened like this? And our fear is regarding what's going to happen? What will happen? What will happen? So they give the person glad tidings at the time of death. And they give him glad tidings. أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا. Take glad tidings. بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. That jannat which Allah promised you, that jannat is waiting for you. That jannat has been decorated for you. That jannat is calling to you. So they will give him these glad tidings. Now when will these glad tidings be given? They are different tafsirs. One of the mufassirin say that this glad tidings will be given to him when he will be in the qabr. One of the mufassirin say that it will be given to him when he will rise up on the day of Qiyamah. And some say it will be given to him at the time of death. Allahu Akbar. Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, the commentator of the Quran, the great alim and Mufti Azam of Pakistan, Khalifa of Hazrat Hakimul Ummat Rahmatullah Alayhi, Mufti Muhammad Shafi Sahib, the author of Ma'riful Quran, this world renowned tafsir. May Allah Ta'ala give us attachment to the tafsir of the Quran. Read the authentic tafsir of the great ulama. Now we find Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi says that in fact all these times are combined. At the time of death and at the time of being placed in the qabr, on the day of Qiyamah when a person will be raised, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send the malaika to give him glad tidings at every stage. Not only that, but Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahmatullah Ali adds an additional point and he says that even in the life of this world, the malaika are giving him glad tidings. It is this that we can't hear with these ears, but their backup and support is with us all the time. They are backing up and supporting those people who are إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Once they make that declaration and they form on that declaration and they're not go slipping this way and that way like a fox, but they are firm and steadfast on that declaration, then the malaika already start giving them glad tidings in the life of this world. And then, my dear friends, their deaths will also come with glad tidings. That is, they will have a beautiful mouth, they will have a beautiful death. We see how many of those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the great awliya, the great ulama, what a death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. Because they led a life like that, therefore Allah gave them a death like that. Hadith that I quoted in the beginning, تَمُوتُونَ كَمَا تَحْيُونَ. You will die as you led your life in this world. وَتُخْشَرُونَ كَمَا تَمُوتُونَ. You will be raised up again on the day of Qiyamah, the way you died in this world. So imagine those great awliya Allah, those pious servants of Allah, they spend their life istiqamah, they complied with the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they were given the glad tidings, the time of death. Not only the malaika came, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them a beautiful mouth, and they will be raised up in that beautiful condition. Just take one example, Hazrat Mawla Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi. Mawla Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, what sacrifices did he not make for the deen of Allah? The person who revived the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which had gone down in the ummats for centuries. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used this man, this amazing person, Allah used him to revive the effort of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we see the effects of it everywhere in the world. Left, right, back, front, east, west, north, south, every part, every continent, every country, every island of the world. Now look at, now he made that sacrifice and that effort. Look at the death Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him. If you read the biography of Mawlana Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi, he passed away on a Jummah, on a Friday. He passed away after Salatul Jummah. Mufti Zainul Abideen rahmatullah alayhi left the Salatul Jummah. And Hazrat was very ill. They were taking him to hospital. And as he's going to the hospital, on the way, in the car, he passed away. But they say constantly, he was in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The last word was Allah, 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 making the zikr of Allah, he left this world. And like that, my dear friend, countless other great personalities there are who left this world in this beautiful way. Why? Because they led a life like that, Allah gave them a death like that, and they will be raised like that on the day of Qiyamah. Our Hazrat Mawlana Yunus Patel rahmatullah alayhi, who doesn't know Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali, what a mort Allah gave him in front of Baytullah after completing Tawaf, Maghrib Salah, he read the Sunnats and the Wajibut Tawaf, and he raised his hands to make dua, and that is the moment when the heart attack came and he realized, and the last word he was uttering was Allah, 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 Allah. Hazrat spent his whole life introducing people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting people to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, connecting people to Baytullah. What a beautiful mouth Allah gave him, that he passed away in front of Baytullah with the name of Allah on his lips. And now to be raised like that on the day of Qiyamah. Another great personality, Mawlana Abul Hasan Ali Nadwi Rahmatullah Ali, passed away on the 23rd of Ramadan on Jumu'ah, just before Jumu'ah Salah. And whilst he was reciting Surah Yasin after he had taken ghusl and prepared in the state of fasting in the month of Ramadan, in the last 10 days, and as he was reading Surah Yasin, he came to this ayat, فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةِ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ. Give the glad tidings of forgiveness and an amazing reward and a great reward. On that ayat he breathed his last and he left this world with the tilawat of the Quran on his lips. May Allah Ta'ala give us, my dear friends, that tawfiq that we also adopt the path of istiqamah. We try to lead our life as far as possible in accordance with Allah's law and command. We stay away from Allah's prohibition. If we err, we make istighfar and tawbah immediately, sincerely. And we try to remain on this path of steadfastness so that we get that beautiful maut and we get the glad tidings of the malaika at the time of maut. When we go into the qabr on the day of hashar, and we have an easy and straight direct entry into Jannah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.